Welcome to a special edition of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We are wrapping up 2023 by rebroadcasting two of our earliest episodes, both from December 2020. Today's episode is episode 34.
John 1 verse 11. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. Most people miss Christmas. This may seem silly, especially in the United States, where trees are trimmed and lights are strung and carols are played and holiday deals are announced earlier and earlier every year. 9 in 10 Americans and 95% of Christians say they celebrate the holiday. They celebrate a holiday, but Christmas is missed. Holidays seem to drive retail sales, and since Christmas is the biggest holiday of the year, merchants try to maximize the season. It's not unusual to see Christmas decorations and Christmas promotions as early as November 1st. The retail industry often generates trillions of dollars during the holidays. Lots of profits are generated, and many go into serious debt, but Christmas is missed. Christmas cards are the top-selling seasonal or holiday greeting card, generating billions of dollars. Even today, when physical card sales are down, people still enjoy using e-cards or distributing personalized holiday stationery. Greetings are exchanged, but Christmas is missed. In some years, more than 50 million Christmas trees, 40% of them fake, are sold. Lights are strung, baubles are hung, but Christmas is missed. The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree lighting ceremony is a rating bonanza for the NBC television network. The two-hour ceremony this year was second among entertainment programs, third among non-NFL programs for that ratings period. In fact, the network elected to have a football game between the Baltimore Ravens and the Pittsburgh Steelers air on an unprecedented Wednesday afternoon rather than conflict with the tree lighting. Many watched a Christmas tree being decorated, but Christmas was missed. There are at least six new Christmas movies on Netflix, and many more old favorites to binge watch, but Christmas is missed. As John MacArthur once wrote, the masses are utterly oblivious to the reality of what they're celebrating. They're numb to the real miracle of Christ's birth. Christmas has become a cultural ritual, one often marked by maudlin and insincere self-indulgence. Granted, there are those who see the holiday in humanistic terms, a time to celebrate love and the spirit of giving. Others embrace it as a time for family and children. Still others welcome it as a time to get a break from work and an excuse to party. Many people are uncomfortable with the real meaning of Christmas. They enjoy the holiday, just not the reason for the season. They would be offended if you wished them a Merry Christmas, but they might be comfortable with a Happy Xmas. This is because many believe that the word Xmas comes from a secular attempt to remove the religious tradition from Christmas by taking the Christ out of Christmas. What they fail to realize is that this word has been around since the 16th century. The X comes from the Greek letter chi, which is the first letter of the Greek word Christos, which would become Christ in English. It should come as no surprise. People have been missing Christmas since the very beginning. An innkeeper was too busy to accommodate a pregnant woman and her travel-weary husband. Herod, the self-declared king of the Jews, was too paranoid. He was so panicked by what he perceived as a threat to his rule that he slaughtered scores of children. The religious elite knew exactly where Jesus was to be born. They knew the prophecies as well, and likely they heard the stories about something unusual that happened one night in Bethlehem. And yet in their pride, self-righteousness, and indifference, they didn't bother to investigate whether the Messiah had actually come. And they weren't the only ones who couldn't be bothered. None of the people in Jerusalem to whom the shepherds told their story made an effort to visit Bethlehem either. Ignorance, indifference, insecurity, preoccupation, pride, and prejudice, these are all reasons different people miss the first Christmas and why people have been missing it for generations since. Some miss Christmas because they refuse to accept who they are and what they have done and fail to acknowledge who Christ is and what he has done. People of faith need to pray for them in patience and humility. Some miss Christmas because they have been turned off by the ways in which Christians have misrepresented Christ. People of faith need to pray for forgiveness for taking the name of Christ in vain and pray that they can have a more effective witness in the future. Some refuse to celebrate Christmas because they point to the date's alignment with ancient pagan festivals and Emperor Constantine's motives for melding Christianity and paganism. These people miss the point too. It doesn't matter whether Jesus was actually born in December or in September or in March. It doesn't matter whether the date was the 25th of the month or the 1st of the month. What's important is that God became a man and dwelt among us. He lived as we live, suffered as we suffer, and was tempted as we are tempted. But unlike us, he overcame. He lived without sin, and he died the eternal death so that we could have eternal life. Christmas ought to be a time during which we reflect on who we are, flawed, fallible, foolish sinners, and who God is, our Savior, Redeemer, and Friend. It should be a time for us to be overcome with intense joy, not over time spent with loved ones, presents under a tree, or the emotions stirred up by the inspiring music and delicious food. Rather, it should be a time during which we recognize the profound gift that we have received, were it not for grace. And from Christmas to Calvary, Jesus was writing the story of grace.
Let's adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Christ the Lord, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us adore him, oh come let us
First Corinthians 1 verse 21. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not come to know God, God was well pleased through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. Those who miss Christmas are often those who fail to understand who God is, what God has done for them, and what God can do for them in the future. Let us hope that we're not among those who are so ignorant. Father, forgive us for our ignorance, indifference, and insecurity. Set aside our preoccupation, pride, prejudice, petty squabbling, and penchant for missing the big picture. Father, fill our hearts with great joy because of the miracle of the first Advent, and empower us to live so that we won't miss the second Advent.
Maybe you have missed Christmas in the past. Maybe you even missed Christmas this year. It's not too late. You can pray that prayer and ask God to change your heart right now, right here.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you join us again next time. And be sure to join us after the start of the new year when we will conclude our mini-series, Christmas Perspectives. Thereafter, we will resume our exploration of Jesus in every book in the Bible by diving into the book of Jeremiah.